go and show yourselves to the priest. And they did, they were obedient. It doesn't say, go and come back to give me thanks. In the Gospel of Matthew says, oh, this is the Spanish side, I did it again, let me turn it over. Matthew 6:3, it says, when you give alms, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing. Jesus is not doing something good to be seen or praised by others. He told the 10 lepers, go. They obeyed. Only one came back. Perhaps the other 9 came back to give thanks to God in the temple. We don't know that. But God is trying to teach us something very important today about being grateful. What is the most thing, the thing that you need to be most grateful for today? God wants us to be aware of arrogance. We heard it in the first reading, Naaman. He was a little arrogant. He was a military person. He had power. But then he was told to go and plunge into the river. But he was told. He said, I want to talk to this guy first. But then he gave in and he did as he was told. He defeated arrogance. And perhaps this is what we're seeing here. God is inviting you and me to give thanks to the Lord always. This is what he says, 1 Thessalonians 5, 16, 18. Give thanks in all circumstances. This is God's will in Christ Jesus. So again, God, Jesus, is not looking to be praised. He's giving healing to these people. But he's inviting us to always give thanks. When we receive blessings and when God allows things to happen to us that are difficult and painful, especially in illnesses, tragedy, that we may be able to give thanks to God in all circumstances. Go and show yourselves to the priest. And asking God to help us not to be arrogant. God is here to give us not only many blessings, but salvation, healing, cleansing. And this is what he did to the 10 lepers. Proverbs 16:5 says, every proud heart is an abomination to the Lord. Be assured that none will go unpunished. Other translation says, everyone who is arrogant in heart is an abomination. An abomination means that God hates that. He detests that. Because if we just keep receiving, where do we take it from there? Jesus is not in need of appreciation. He wants affiliation. He wants a relationship with us. He continues to give us many blessings. We're all breathing at this time, are we not? That's a gift. He will continue to give us many blessings, food, shelter, health, etc., etc. And also, he will allow illnesses and challenges to happen to us so that we may remain faithful. But we must pass over that. He wants affiliation because the best thing awaits us in heaven. Perhaps the 9 lepers never came back. They took it for granted. Perhaps there were people who were prayerful and very generous, and they said, I deserve this, so I don't have to give thanks to God. God is not in need of appreciation, but affiliation. He wants to have that encounter with us daily. And today we ask for the grace so that we may be grateful always, but that we may be able to have that encounter, that relationship with God daily in prayer, receiving the holy sacraments, especially the Holy Eucharist, the sacrament of reconciliation. God is good all the time. How many of us this morning when we got up, did we say, Jesus, God, my Lord, thank you for not forgetting to wake me up this morning. Who did that? Don't answer the question just between you and God. Let us ask God to help us to remain faithful and to go and show yourselves to the priest, all of us, here and now, to the high priest, Jesus Christ, who gave himself for you and for me, to give us healing, to give us reconciliation, to cleanse us, to bring us to himself in paradise. He is the high priest. He says, 10 were cleansed, were they not? Where are the other 9? Where are you? Where am I? When it comes to generosity, when it comes to giving thanks to God for all things he has given us, where are we? Where are we when it comes to forgiveness and mercy? Where are we when it comes to reconciliation with our Lord and our neighbor? And I finish with this beautiful prayer from St. Ignatius of Loyola. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Holy Spirit, open my heart to understand how precious I am to you, how loved I am by you. Open the eyes of my soul to see the gifts you have put before me this day. Give me the grace to recognize each encounter with you. Teach me to respond in gratitude and to grow in gratitude. Teach me to be generous as you are generous with me, and to collaborate with you in serving my sister and my brother for your greater glory. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. I believe in one God.